In other letters we received this week, Tim McCauley of Jacksonville, Florida, wrote about Joseph Shapiro's report on Beth Simon, a woman with a mental handicap who spends her days riding public buses. Mr. McCauley found the story absolutely beautiful, and he wondered how ironic that one with limited mental capacities has figured out how to beat the alienation and dissolution of community that shrinks and devalues the worlds of her intellectual superiors. I wonder what art, craftsmanship, and other gifts reside in the hearts and minds of those regarded by society at large as substandard. Lenore Gerstein, a retired speech and language pathologist in Ann Arbor, Michigan, also found the story compassionate and interesting, but Ms. Gerstein questions whether Beth and the sympathetic drivers with whom she chatters are not violating safety guidelines in doing so. Ms. Gerstein continues, "I also wonder why Beth is on the bus all day, rather than devoting some of her time to improving her social skills, not to mention working in a safe and rewarding vocational setting." Finally, many of you responded to our conversation with journalist and author Michael Ignatieff about his article in the New York Times Magazine on American imperialism. Peter Edgerton of Portland, Oregon, wrote that with all of its power and influence, the United States has a choice. Will we be a wise power, or will we simply be a rerun of what has preceded, which has always been to the detriment of the world's masses? Our putative president, with his reckless declarations of a right to unilateral action, a right to preemption, including use of nuclear force, and his ambitious and far too broad and vague war on terrorism, is doing anything but broadcasting the American values of freedom, justice, peace, and liberty. Mr. Edgerton continues, "We can choose to either live with the rest of the world or regardless of the rest of the world. Very possibly the well-being of the world depends upon the choice we make. Given the present political climate, I am not optimistic." Per Fogerang, also of Portland, Oregon, writes, "The Catholic historian Lord Acton, writing more than a century ago, said it best. Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why I'm not surprised that superpower America's leaders are becoming super corrupt and super arrogant. This is not a slam at America. It happened to the Romans. Any people with so much power will abuse it." We welcome your letters. Please write to us at wesun@npr.org, and please give us guidance on how to pronounce your name.